What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Tuesday, September 2nd. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois State Police say three people were injured overnight in a crash that forced the closure of all southbound 55 lanes at East St. Louis. The accident took place about a quarter till 2. Troopers say a wrong-way driver's car struck another vehicle head-on and pushed it underneath a tractor trailer. Roger Brand will have the latest on those lingering traffic effects in just a bit here on KMOX. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has called a special session to begin Wednesday to redraw the state's congressional map, giving Republicans another seat and making it harder for voters to amend the Constitution. What can Democrats do?
Fleeing the state is not an option like it was for Texas Democrats, with the Republican majority large enough to establish a quorum in Missouri. Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck says they could filibuster, but he is concerned Republicans would end all debate by calling for a previous question. He says it is hard to trust Republicans.
People say, well, you're going to try to make a deal with them. Like, who do I make a deal with? Because there's nobody I trust. There's nobody to trust. They lied to us.
Minority Whip Brian Williams hopes they are allowed to debate these proposals, saying the initiative petition proposal hurts voters.
Government should be empowering voters, should be giving Missourians the opportunity to make sure their voices are heard through the democratic process. And right now they're being silenced.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
City police say a man was shot dead in the Penrose neighborhood Monday evening. That's near Interstate 70 in North St. Louis. The shooting occurred in the 4400 block of Marcus just after 6. Homicide detectives have been assigned to the case.
We want to make sure we're setting people up for success so they don't reoffend.
That is Missouri's new director of the State Public Defender's Office, Matthew Krall. He tells Missouri Net the main challenge they're facing is retention of attorneys, and more funding is needed for mitigation specialists.
Who go into a case and they get to know the client and they get to find out what their issues are and how we can help them overcome those issues. So a lot of times clients have issues with driver's licenses. You know, they've been suspended. We can help sometimes get their license reinstated, which will help them to avoid getting another charge.
Krall says many of their clients suffer from substance abuse issues, so mitigation specialists are great at getting them into treatment programs throughout the state. An autopsy planned today on a body found Sunday afternoon in the Black River near Poplar Bluff. The Butler County Coroner's Office says foul play is not suspected, but they'd like to find out what led up to 47-year-old Antonio Atkins' death, we're told a fisherman discovered the Portageville native's body. Seven people were killed, at least 48 injured in shootings over Labor Day weekend in Chicago. It comes as President Trump continues to highlight violence in the nation's third largest city.
Chicago had been seeing a decline in violent crime, but several shootings this long weekend brought an increase over last year when 31 people were shot. There were three mass shootings this holiday weekend, two in Bronzeville and one in Humboldt Park. Arthur Lurigo, a professor of criminal justice and psychology at Loyola University, tells CBS News Chicago this could give President Trump justification.
We don't have a need for a national presence here, But this past weekend is going to be the precipitant to give Trump the opportunity to bring in the National Guard.
Police are questioning someone about a shooting yesterday morning in Bronzeville that wounded five people between the ages of 17 and 36. Officers found four guns at the scene near 36th and Cottage Grove. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some international travelers may have been alarmed that Lufthansa is suspending flights between St. Louis and Frankfurt, Germany in February, but the airline will more than make up for it over the summer months. Lambert Airport Director Rhonda Homneberge says Lufthansa has announced plans to add two more flights a week starting June 1st.
We had anticipated that it was coming. They had shared with us last year that they were extremely happy with the flight, and it was just a matter of trying to find aircraft time and getting pilot time.
The five-day-a-week schedule will run between June and October 20th, and I'll have more on this story coming up this morning at 8:24. Now a KMOX follow-up on the initiative that's hoping to bridge the Medicaid funding gap coming from the federal government. After the announcement of a partnership between BioSTL and Washington University to find startups with solutions to lower the cost of delivering health care for rural providers, Michael Calhoun called up BioSTL's Don Rubin to ask whether there's funding to attract those startups to town.
Are there financial incentives, their investors, I guess, that are lined up. And I'm kind of thinking about what has happened at the state level with MTC, you know, kind of what's...
Yeah. So, of course, we work with MTC, Missouri Technology Corporation, very closely. I'm the longest serving board member. In fact, I've been on that board for 20 years, and it's done amazing things in supporting startups and our local entrepreneur infrastructure. And that will remain important. In this case, we're talking about accessing innovation from anywhere in the world, attracting it to St. Louis because of what we have here, our ecosystem, our quality of life, the cost of living. I like to call that the capital efficiency. You know, an innovator who comes to St. Louis can get so much further with their startup.
Rubin says it could further make St. Louis a health tech hub.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.